What's up, Jace?
Everybody's kind of up in the air, a little bit different. I mean, probably interior more than on the tackle, but I'll play anywhere. It doesn't really matter to me.
Have you snapped before? Have you played center at all?
Yes, sir, in practice, yep.
How important is that versatility at the next level? It seems like that's the key word every opportunity. Versatility. How
key
is that for you as a prospect?
Yeah, a lot. I'm trying to learn every position on the line. Obviously snapping, like I said earlier, and just versatility, man. That's the biggest thing. You know, they only carry 8 old linemen, so being able to do everybody's job.
What role did Patrick Fry play in your development?
Yeah, he was huge. You know, Greg Fry, definitely huge factor in me being here today. He's an awesome guy, awesome coach. You know, can coach anyway, you know, tough love, patch on the butt, so definitely big props to him for me being here.
What was your biggest takeaway?
Tough love, you know, being, keeping pressure on you at all times, you know, staying kind of uncomfortable to keep moving forward. I'm sorry? Yes, I have. Yeah, I mean, I guess it was a little scary, but I mean, it's just like another injury. You gotta nurse it back to health and get back on the field as quick as you can.
So there was no, I mean, it seemed like coaches were saying it might have been a 1 or 2 week thing, and then kind of spread out. So there's no real worries about
that. No, not in my eyes, sir.
What are the impressions you hope to leave at the end of this week?
I just want to show what I got. You know, kind of talking to teams, just. See how I am, like, in real life, you know, just talking ball, talking home life and everything like that, and just seeing how I operate. Everything I've been working on the last couple months.
Where you been training?
I've been training down in Pensacola with Exos. Yeah, absolutely. I've been texting him a whole lot, so took a lot away from Jason Spriggs. You know, him being here, he's giving me tips and tricks just to kind of stay positive through this whole process and just, you know, keep consistent and just be who you are. You know, I got here for a reason with a lot of help from coaches and teammates and family. Yeah, it was huge. Going to the Senior Bowl definitely prepared me for this week. It's kind of almost the same stuff, but just a little more intense now. You know, we got more meetings, more meetings with teams, coaches, and position coaches and stuff like that. So being able to go to the Senior Bowl and kind of get a taste of it before it actually happened, I think that was definitely a big advantage. Just trying to learn everything, you know, coming into a new offense is definitely hard for younger guys, but, you know, you got to get in the film room, you got to practice reps, you got to walk through, and you got to visualize it.
So you played well right away. Where did you get better in that?
I'm sorry, what do you...
Obviously, you played well right away, but where did you think you improved the most in there?
I think my redshirt sophomore year to my junior year. I mean, it's hard to exactly say. You know, I want to keep improving steadily throughout the whole process. So I think my last game was my best.
I believe you said you're a pretty big Bears fan or were growing up. You met with them at all in the process?
Yeah. I was a big Bears fan growing up. You know, just from Chicago, right. Being there. But, yeah, I met with the Bears, talked with them. Definitely a good facility they got going and definitely good people. So I'd be excited to go anywhere, but Chicago being a hometown kid, that'd be really cool as well.
Is it tough that they've kind of invested in guard a little bit and have some quality players there? Is that, you know, I mean, like, may not happen that you end up there?
I mean, it doesn't really bug me. I'll go anywhere, but I mean, I think it'd just be cool, you know, playing for a hometown team.
So what are your contracts about Green Bay then?
Huh?
What do you think about playing for Green Bay then?
I'm fine with it now. Obviously, growing up, it was just kind of what I always watch, but, you know, I'll go anywhere. There's no bias in my head at all.
And who were your favorite Bears growing up?
You know, I love Walter Payton. My grandma would always put the Super Bowl shuffle on that video, so that thing was on repeat on my childhood, so just Walter Payton for sure. No, I can't. I cannot. Yeah, my freshman year. I played baseball my entire life growing up, so I didn't make the baseball team my freshman year of high school. I was like, well, I got to do something. I can't just sit around on the couch all day. So I just went out for volleyball just to kind of get conditioning and stuff like that. I don't think so. No. I mean, I wanted to be an NFL player my entire life. You know, growing up, being a little kid, like, I want to go there, being on the Super Bowl and stuff like that. So there was always in a hindsight, but volleyball and the football kind of never really correlated except for, like, conditioning purposes, I guess. Yeah, we never crossed paths a whole lot, but yeah, man, I'm definitely happy for him and the whole Cubs organization. That's definitely a big time deal. Yeah, it's a little different, you know, than in the weight room, but I think it was cool. You know, I think I like having pressure. You know, just a little bit of people watching you and just seeing what you can do. I think that kind of adds a little bit more strength, I guess you can say. A little bit, yeah. I think just doing a whole lot of punch drills at Indiana. You know, Greg Fry was big on having hand play, and, you know, I think that's still one of my games I can have improve on, you know, just placement and being more precise with them. So I think Coach Fry did a great job at Indiana trying to improve those, and I think baseball, you know, scooping balls at first base might have helped with a little bit more accuracy, I guess. I don't really pay attention to it, sir. Oh, Coach Wilson, man, I love him. He's one of the best coaches I've been around. He's a tough love guy, just like Greg Fry. He expects the world from you, and he holds you to a standard. And you know, unfortunately, he left Indiana, but I think he got a great job at Ohio State, and I think he's gonna do a great job for them. I mean, you know, it's hard to say, but it was out of my control, so I couldn't really do anything about it.
Devine said Coach Wilson's an offensive mastermind.
That's.
Is there a way you can illustrate that something about him?
I mean, that's pretty much it, man. He's just an offensive mastermind. He just thinks of some crazy stuff, and we put it to try it out in practice. Like, hey, man, I like it. Let's do it on Saturday. We're like, all right, let's roll. Oh, it was huge, you know, being there, you know, bringing Coach Allen in his last year, seeing how he changed the defense around and how he will continue to do that in these next coming years. I think that's huge. You know, he made a whole group of guys believe in one common goal, and I think he elevated the team in his whole aspect. A little bit, but I mean, I just block the guys I'm told to block, and hopefully they hit the hole. So I mean, those three guys, man, they're amazing running backs, good dudes off the field, and some of them have had awesome careers so far. Tevin and Jordan, I mean, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all. Nothing too specific, just kind of how the pros operate, you know, because it's totally different from college, you know, the practices, the OTAs, and it's different from spring ball and all that stuff. So just quick little tips, nothing huge, major. You're not playing football to soccer, you know, it's nothing big like that, but just little tips and tricks of how to kind of keep your mind right throughout the whole process.
I read that you really like to grill and cook out, so propane or charcoal?
Propane. Yeah, I was growing up propane. I can still grill on charcoal, but I'm a propane guy. I love the porterhouse just because it's the biggest. But, you know, I think a good ribeye you can marinate and make it taste real good. Yeah, it's awesome. You know, being a Hoosier for 5 years, you know, it's definitely cool kind of to come back and kind of be on home turf during this process. And Indianapolis is a great city, you know. It almost kind of looks like a mini Chicago, I guess you could say. So I'm like Chicago to Chicago kind of deal. So it's a great city, and I think this whole process of the combine being here is a huge deal for it. Yes, I have. It was good. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, as I said earlier, every organization, I mean, they've been awesome. I mean, they've been treating me with utmost respect. They know their stuff. They do their homework just like you'd expect. But, you know, it's cool to see every team being a little different in how they approach guys. Some guys will be trying to teach you plays and see how fast you can learn them. Some guys will do card tricks or something like that. So it's cool to see, you know, how different each one is. You know, it's hard to say right now. You know, I can adapt to anything. We ran power at Indiana. We ran zone at Indiana. We ran ISO. So I think I can adapt to anything. I got a good, solid base of pro style and spread. So I think I can adapt well to any offense that I get into. Cleveland did the card tricks. It was pretty cool. It was just kind of a memory thing. It was just flipping them over and seeing what cards were what. So, pretty good. I messed up on a couple of them, but it was cool. It was just something different. You know, you expect to kind of go in there and talk about your offense or learn their offense, and then here's a guy just with a deck of cards just ready to – I'm like, hey, man, are we playing blackjack or something right here? So it's definitely something different. It's cool, though. It's been even about all 32 teams. I just specifically mentioned those just because they were the questions that were asked. But, I mean, every team has been amazing so far. You know, we've had a lot of informal interviews so far, so just kind of bouncing around and just chit-chatting with each team about how this whole process is going and how the combine is treating us so far.